This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm just going to be completely frank with you. I am so upset right now that I can't even do the show. I'm learning to psychoanalyze myself and learn why I get upset so I don't have the angry outbursts, because they might be entertaining, but they're real, and they're not good for me. There's also an underlying frustration here that I do not have words to describe what's happening, and it confirms our worst fears in triplicate. And as a father, I am having feelings of crystal pure rage, where it's just totally clean and focused. And my very guts and my very brain cells and my very heart just scream out at me, defeat the enemy, take them on. Because we are faced with some of the greatest evil, some of the most twisted evil this planet's ever seen. And I just, for the first 5 minutes here, I don't even know what to say. I'm totally focused on just stating the fact that I don't feel like I can give enough emphasis on how bad these globalists are and what they're doing and how they're pulling out the stops. And the continuum of their lying and their deceit is going off the charts so fast, with an exponential growth curve going straight up, logarithmic would be the term, that my physical body is now compensating and preparing for war. I think that's the best way to describe this. And I want to warn everybody out there about something. None of you are going to get out of this by sticking your heads in the sand or running away from it. That's what's going to make the fall of society happen faster and worse. We can still have somewhat of a soft landing if people really get awake, repent, and get right with God. And I don't say that from some high and mighty Pharisee type stance. I say that from somebody who's a sinner and somebody that knows that I'm as wicked as the day is long, but my heart and soul is pointed at God. And I think that's really what I wanted to say at the start of the broadcast, because in the final equation, that's it. It's the total realization. The total realization that there really is a spiritual battle, good and evil, and that it's 100% real, and we always knew it, we've seen it, and we've felt it, but now it's so crystal clear, and evil is taking the mask off everywhere, and to just know that billions of people have signed on to a spirit of total destruction, and that many of them know they've signed on to it. And then if you go to a Democratic Party event, old ladies in dresses and young men and old young, they act demon-possessed. And you pull back from it and you see the behavior, you know a tree by its fruits, and the things they're doing, and you sit back and you go, we're on a planet in deep space, with all these dimensions around us, we even know where we came from or who we are. Except if you read the Bible, then it's all crystal clear, and it's all coming true, and it's real. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. There really is a Satan. There really is a God. We really are on a planet contending with forces, unseen and seen, the principalities and powers of the air. And we're going to see the Antichrist. We're going to see world government. We're going to see half the world population killed, at least. It's all going to happen. Human clones, human animal hybrids are already amongst us. designer babies. It's all here. Pedophiles are coming out all over the news and being praised. Evil is rising.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It was about 2:30 in the morning last night. I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep. I went in and got a glass of ice water, a nice slice of lemon. Thought about how amazing this planet is, all the great things God's given us, and the mystery of the universe. I sat at the breakfast table for about 3 hours until my wife woke up. And I just sat there thinking about the mystery and the magic and the world of wonder, the universe of wonder all around us. Now we have this horrible political class, especially here in the West, that is attempting to literally destroy the family and put us on a collision course with Armageddon. But any powerful, rich, amazing nation that dominates the planet is going to have the evil come to it and try to take over. And so we should know that the whole world and our country is not as evil as Hollywood would make it look. They just want us to give up. They just want to demoralize us so that we just accept hundreds of articles a week now praising pedophilia, and with known pedophile authors praising Desmond is amazing and drag queen children and saying how sexy they are, how hot they are, and how they want to, you know, have relations with them. They're having so-called gay pride parades in New York and areas of Sweden and Europe that I haven't even covered because they're breaking our will. They're doing it so much. They're really pedophile pride parades where they have sex with 10, 11, 12-year-old children in public, and they do it in mass, and the organizer does it, and the police won't even arrest them now. And you have these events with 7, 8-year-old little boys twerking, wearing Daisy Dukes and no shirt, while fat men rub up against them. And notice what the famous pedophile supporter said in the articles that the media praised last week. I never even covered it. I mentioned it. He said, look how vampiric Desmond is dressed. Look how sexy and hot he is. And this is nothing of your TV viewer. We're showing you Desmond being worshipped at a gay pride parade, a pedophile parade. But we can show you the little kids twerking, half naked. But see, I don't want to have to show you this, but this is what children are being put through. See, if they can't abort them when they're in the womb, or kill them after they're born, or put them on as much Prozac or Ritalin as they can, or fry their brains with the cell phones, they're going to dump them straight in to a pit of perverts. And like Desmond's head on a spike from a captured enemy or a captured standard, we have your youth. He goes on national TV shows with convicted murderers, homosexual men who chopped up their lovers, It's not enough to bug chase and try to catch HIV. Now they're going to bring our children down with them. And there's never enough. Now, what am I going to start the main broadcast with today? Let me come back in the next segment. There's a moment, there's a time, there's a space where everything crystallizes. And you know that your worst concerns were accurate. Remember 25 years ago, people say, oh, one day they're going to ban the American flag. And, oh, that'll never happen. That's the crazy John Birch Society. And then 7 years ago, the Ninth Circuit said you can ban the American flag from public schools and ban its wearing because it's seen as a symbol of hate. Remember back at Charlottesville when they wanted to take down Thomas Jefferson's statue? Great liberator. The guy that tried to put it in the Constitution to free blacks then. But there'd be a civil war, so it happened 70 years later. He said, you take down Thomas Jefferson, next it'll be take down the American flag. Hell, they were already there. And there's the headline at DrudgeReport.com. Gallup, American pride hits new low. And Nike pulls a designer shoe they put out that undoubtedly would have been a hit with the original 13-star Continental Army flag because Colin Kaepernick said it was offensive and hateful. And, of course, they shipped out 1,000 pairs of shoes, and all this is an America-hating stunt. And you know what? With millennials, it paid off. You'd think Colin Kaepernick being their spokesperson would hurt Nike sales. It increased them 20-plus percent. Because only a loser would go buy $200 pair of America-hating Colin Kaepernick shirts. It may be a minority of schmucks that hate America like that, but they're the type of schmucks that'll go buy big, ugly basketball or big, ugly football shoes as a symbol of status. Think about that. A man that hates this country, a man that wants Islamic jihad worldwide, a man that got rich in this nation and was adopted by white parents and taken care of. But see, he's hired because Silicon Valley and Nike and the globalist are inflicting this nation with a mortal wound, a snake bite of civil war and racial division. They now have national hit pieces in the New York Times and major publications running down Martin Luther King because he has to be destroyed because he said, judge people by what they stand for and what they produce and by their fruits, like Christ said. You don't think Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King, invented that, do you? It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And so when we come back, we'll get into all of it. Nike pulling American flag shoes. I will never, and I haven't worn Nike in a long time for the leftist garbage, but they're more inexpensive running shoes and things. They're decent. They're low-key. You know, I can go buy them at Academy for $40, last year's style. And I always see poor kids at the mall drooling over $300 sneakers. See, that's what Colin Kaepernick does, is he sells to little white kids and little black kids racial division. But, oh, get to Colin Kaepernick, it means you're cool. Spend $200, $300 on his shoes while he gets rich off you. While he gets up to $10 per pair of shoes off division. Nike nixes Betsy Ross flag sneaker after Colin Kaepernick intervenes. Oh, Colin Kaepernick. The NFL has 40% down its ratings. That's what the general public's not putting up with it and tuning out. They're losing billions. But still, they push the hate of America because they're owned by the globalist and they're inflicting a mortal wound on the nation. So anyone that ever doubted who these people are, you now have it all in your face. I'm going to come back into all of it. AOC has gone beyond Jussie Smollett and claimed that she was sexually assaulted by the Border Patrol. Even CNN wouldn't get the actual quotes off her Twitter. They're like, God, she jumped the shark. There's footage in the whole facility. Turned out she was actually screaming at people that wanted a selfie with her. The Border Patrol was trying to kiss her ass. She said she saw women drinking out of toilets. Now she says, oh, she heard that. She is a damn lying witch. That's all coming up. But you got to understand, folks, if she says the Border Patrol sexually assaulted her and made women drink out of toilets, and they said, I'm sending out child porn when I'm not, and she says the world's going to end in 12 years, they'll do anything. And these globalists say, we're not going to sell products with American flags on them. And you wonder who the enemy is. All of it's true. The world government, everything. And remember what the world government wants. Remember, it's satanic. At the end of the spider hole is murdering children.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. As we approach July 4th, 2019, our nation's birthday, Democrat operatives on multinational and Chi-Com funding are openly calling for physical revolutions. Joe Biden, for the forced, violent taking of wealth from some to others. Mayor of New York. City council members in places like Denver are saying it's time to have a violent revolution and a communist overthrow of the government. AOC to light the fires says the world's ending in 12 years. And that emergency centers with the hundreds of thousands pouring into the U.S. every month where we find out who folks are, get the medical treatment, and then let them into the country. Most open borders in the world. She says those are concentration camps and goes and stages fake photo ops saying she saw children in cages when that was Obama that put them behind chain link fences. And now AOC went to the Texas border again, got a tour of the facility. Because the Border Patrol's like, wait a minute, we give you a tour anytime. Come see. And she blew up at them. She said, how dare you try to take selfies with me? She began screaming at everyone. Had a total freak out. This has all been confirmed. Reportedly, the Border Patrol's getting ready to release the footage. Because she came out and lied and said that she felt sexually threatened. She felt physically threatened that they were visually assaulting her. And that she saw women drinking out of toilets. She tweeted all this. And her other Democratic Party members said they saw this. And then Hispanics from the local town, whose families work there, and the Border Patrol in Texas is about 65% Hispanic, they showed up in a 30-minute press conference that's posted on Infowars.com and shut them down. The Islamicists and all the rest of them up there, the Democrats lying. And they said, liar! You're lying. None of that's true. No one's drinking out of toilets. All of it completely made up, ladies and gentlemen, because there is no bottom to the Democratic Party. They've green-lighted complete lying. The Wall Street Journal, the AP ran headlines last week saying Alex Jones lost a lawsuit in Sandy Hook for a book he wrote, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And then the article has nothing to do with me. I never wrote the book, never read the book, not in the book. And we talked to AP and they said, go ahead and sue us. We stand by it. That's because they think there won't be court cases in a year or two. They plan a violent overthrow. AP nationwide and the Wall Street Journal said things 100% false. And when respected law firms, I had two different ones, send them letters and call them. The mid-levels went, you're right, we'll get this changed. Let's talk to our top. They came back and said, we got letters from BuzzFeed saying we stand behind all this. I'll win lawsuits open and shut. It'll take years. They know this is not going to be here in years. They just pulled a stunt, Nike did, sending out 1,000 pairs of the first installment of red, white, and blue tennis shoes. Made in a Chinese slave camp, no doubt. And they pulled it and made a big press announcement because Colin Kaepernick said so on the 4th of July, saying the American flag is offensive and racist and bad. And again, you thought that they would lose money when Colin Kaepernick became their main spokesman. No, because it's the schmucks that again will buy $300 tennis shoes, $200 tennis shoes with Kaepernick on it for the icon of hating America. Foreign multinational corporations publicly aided by the Chinese government. It's the biggest owner of our debt, the biggest owner of stock in the big six production companies in Hollywood. You turn on Netflix, you turn on It's America Hating, you turn on CNN, MSNBC. It is incredible. And Antifa launched massive acid attacks and steel bar attacks, viciously injuring many people, hurting their eyesight, almost blinding people, and the police defended it in Portland. The mayor defended it. CNN and the Huffington Post are now defending it. He played clips with her saying on MSNBC, well, it's like radiation treatment. We've got to teach you racist. We say you're bad, so you deserve it. Even if you were a racist, you don't deserve that. Hell, the racists are the left, using race-based politics. This is an uprising, and they're incrementally turning it up, thinking Trump won't act, law enforcement won't act, the public won't act, until they hit us with a full overthrow. Last 4th of July, Antifa was planning a violent overthrow of Trump, but a lot of them got arrested, a lot of them got rolled up, a lot of them got caught planning acid attacks. Didn't get a lot of press coverage. This year, they've said it again, acid attacks in Austin, Texas, in Washington, D.C., in San Francisco. They're saying anyone attempting to celebrate this nation's birth will be clubbed in the head. You better not come out to those 4th of July rallies. They are teaching you. They are showing you. And I know reporters, not in this office, but others, that won't go to the 4th of July in D.C. because they know Antifa will be waiting outside the gates. And Trump still doesn't control the D.C. police. And just like when I tried to go to the inauguration 2.5 years ago, they will physically attack men, women, and children. They will break your wife's nose, and the police will only intervene if you strike back at the god, at the meth head government employee wearing a black mask. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're weak. They think you're going to roll over. And Nike says the American flag is bad. And they are betting on the millennials to have political orgasms over those filthy shoes. They think you're done. Because you've already let them abort kids after they're born. We've already got designer babies with five parents. We've already got cloned humans. Now AP says, oh, they've been getting born in China for years. Oh, sure. Not here, right? The sky's the limit. Let's go out to break with a clip of no borders, no walls, no USA at all. This is shared everywhere. And you saw it on the stage with the Democrats saying the same thing last week. And then, of course, the governor of New York says, America sucks. Here it is.
No USA at all. No Trump. No wall. No USA at all. No Trump. No wall. No USA at all.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population
oh, but Islam's good.
Is gone.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
All raise their hands. The end of the country, the end of the social contract.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
This is called a communist takeover, folks. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Called President.
I am.
Kneel before the sword. Kneel before the sword! You are not the President. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
I'm the man they're protecting.
TheHartReport.com, the biggest news site in the world. He's definitely cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall like Godzilla smashing Tokyo. On screen, DrudgeReport.com, you can see it's linked to a Kellen McBreen article. I was not safe, she says. And it gets into the total hoax where she says that she was basically sexually assaulted. It's unbelievable. And that people were drinking out of toilets. Now she's backing off and others are saying, oh, we heard they're drinking out of toilets. But guess what? Guess who built all these migrant centers the last 2 years of Obama's reign when they really were having to put people in more like cages? Because Obama had said, come here, the border's open. If you bring a child, you can get in. They started the flood. Oh, it turns out Southwest Key, that's the group that goes around with these Congress people saying everybody's in concentration camps. Turns out he owns a large stake in the detention centers that Obama built. Obama said, everybody come up here. They built UN refugee centers all over Central America and South America so people from around the world could get there and then be given their State Department money, $1,000 per leg. It's all on record. And then to get up here, and guess who's making the money? Oh, my goodness. Southwest Key CEO has financial stake in property leased by migrant shelter operators all over the Southwest. Isn't that just special? We're going to get more into that. But remember the free Obama phone? $3 billion was spent in the first administration of Obama. $5 billion the next. That's 8 billion smackers. And guess who got the contract? A man named Carlos Slim, who is reportedly the richest man in the world. That's not really true. At $100 billion or whatever. And Jeff Bezos sometimes is richer. The point is he's one of the richest people. There's old money that has more. But he got the contracts for $8 billion and reportedly made several billion dollars off the phones. And then the database could keep track of all the poor people they gave it to call them and get them to vote and get them to come out and do things. And if they lost phones, remember the old Obama phone lady? Let's try to cue up Obama phone lady. Obama got us a phone. He's going to do more. Remember the original clip? It's like 6, 7 years ago. We can pull it up. We've had her in studio, but I want the original Obama phone. She got her. She goes, I've had 3 Obama phones, and now I got 5 more. I like Obama. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Sweet old lady. We gave her a lot more than that. We gave her, I think, $5,000 the whole time she came here. And you might get her wanting to, you know, have a better life. She was from Cleveland. We ought to check in on her. But imagine the evil of AOC going with a group financed by people making tens of millions a year. That's what it says right here. Off these things. One guy that heads up the group going down and saying, open the borders, but knowing the law is you're going to have to process people. You can't just say, oh, here are millions, come on in, with kids under your arm. A third of them aren't even their kids. This is insane. When you go to a Six Flags or Disney World, you know, they see who you are, you pay, you get your bracelet, you go in. Oh, hey, Disney World, you should just be open. They'd go bankrupt. Oh, how about the Vatican? They sure check you. They sure make you line up. They sure make you get a bracelet. Oh, but the Vatican says we should have open borders. How about your house? How about no door or screens on your windows? All the mosquitoes can come in. I mean, clothing are barriers. Everything we do is about steel cages on our cars. That's a barrier of protection. That's what borders are for. And you have these people trying to implode them and bring in groups that then won't be able to get jobs or unskilled, but don't worry, they can stay in the detention center a few weeks and they can make a bunch of money off of them, thousands of dollars per head every few weeks, and then the Democrats can get them and teach them how to vote, give them driver's license, and put them in low-paid jobs under their control. And then the Democrats then run systems where they milk part of the welfare money off of them that they get them signed up for in corrupt cities. This is a giant cash machine. And AOC got caught lying about it all. I shot a special report last night with Robert Barnes that I'm going to add to this. AOC jumps the shark, ladies and gentlemen. Says she was basically assaulted. Now she's been backpedaling and all that. They're backpedaling on drinking out of toilets. We have photos in the article to show TV viewers where it shows the stainless steel sink and water fountain that's all built in side by side with a stainless steel toilet. These are the more modern, nicer units. Now click on that and then scroll down, and it shows in the article on drudgereport.com, I was not safe. And if you scroll down, it shows the supposed toilets that you drink out of. It's simply incredible that they think we are this stupid. There it is. So you got the toilet right there, and in some of the toilets, above it is the sink and the water system. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So you have to stand at the side of it when you're at the sink. It's all in one unit, so it doesn't get ripped off the wall, so it doesn't break. It's high quality. And we're spending billions. Trump finally got $4 plus billion more. He asked for $12 billion. He got $1 billion. He just got $4 billion. So now it's up to about $5.3 billion he's gotten this year to try to just pay for all this, because it's up 635% in just the last year. We're being bum-rushed by a UN-organized invasion force with a bunch of Democrats making money on the detention centers that they got set up and got the contracts for before Trump ever got into office. And then when people drowned coming across, Salvadorian president on death of drowned father and daughter. This guy went across multiple countries, went across a flooded Rio Grande River, drowned, and it's America's fault that there was a river and he climbed into a rushing river during flash floods. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, National Review, it's our fault. Well, that's actually not true. I caught you there, didn't I? He's not a leftist. He said it is the fault of El Salvador. But the left, they are saying it's our fault. Isn't it unusual to see somebody actually take responsibility? When the little girl got brought across, it turned out three times by her mother. The word is with smuggling. As a shield, the father said, my ex-wife's a criminal. It's her fault my daughter went through 100 miles of desert with coyotes. 80% of the women get raped, according to Amnesty International. That's the truth. It's her fault. It's that dad's fault. It's not America's fault, but Colin Kaepernick, he's God. He comes out and he says, we are bad. America is bad. He doesn't like Nike putting out an American flag tennis shoe. And see, once you accept political incorrectness, once you go with what the politically correct say, it's the sky's the limit. It's total control. We come back. I'm going to show Americans at the border confronting these lying Democrat scumbags, a collection of communists and Islamicists, lying about women drinking out of toilets and lying about sexual assault and just spewing garbage. And we're going to play these clips straight ahead. This is powerful. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and the American flag. From the NFL to Nike to the Ninth Circuit to AOC to members of our armed forces, high-level generals, are all saying America is bad, that the American flag is offensive, that capitalism is offensive, and that our president saying Americanism, not globalism, is racist, and that the whole world can come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy. If we don't have major innovation and major booms, we will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S., to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. And when you see top Democrats across the board, mayors, governors, you name it, saying America was never great, it'll never be great, that they're going to take this country down,
They're going to confiscate the wealth. Why are they funded by billionaire hedge fund owners? Because the billionaire hedge fund owners are offshore, and they want to overthrow this country just like Russia was overthrown in 1917. They're planning a Bolshevik revolution here run by the rich again to take over a country. This is the critical understanding. And you've got the idiot masses believing they're going to get free health care, free housing, free education, and a living wage, even if you don't want to work, in the words of AOC. Those who can't work or don't want to work, close quote. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever. We knew this time was coming. This is why they've tried to censor and block us the last year ahead of the establishment making its move to fully overthrow the West. This is it. They plan to go into violent revolution with Antifa throwing acid on people and beating people over the head at 4th of July events and attacking people in Portland last weekend, getting you ready for when they really make the violent move and come to people's houses. And they plan to do it by 2020. There's no doubt now. They admit it. They're on the stage saying it. They're trying to break this country now. Once ICE is overwhelmed, they're going to have 10 times the number of invaders coming in. This is a systematic program. So whatever you do, realize we were right. Our worst fears have been confirmed. It's all true. The New World Order, the world government, the anti-Christian moves, the anti-unborn moves. Now they kill babies after they're born. Now they admit human clones. They're walking around China. Everything is happening. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. It's God's promise, and we see the evidence. The tide's even turning as world government's built. A tide is coming against it, and world government will only stand for a day. The Bible says, and a day is generally a year in prophecy. This thing is going to be rough. It's going to be the last days of boot camp, but we're going to make it through it together. That said, ladies and gentlemen, without you financing InfoWars and buying great products you already need, we won't be here, and we're running this July 4th Save InfoWars special right through at least till July 5th or so, but it's got to stop then because X2 is selling out. Turbo Force is selling out. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is selling out because people are buying a lot of it at 50% off. So we have to sell a lot of it to crack that nut. This is a big facility, a lot of crew fighting hard, paying for all our own bandwidth, but still winning thanks to you and your support. Whether you're Matt Drudge linking to us, or whether you're the general public buying fish oil you know you all need, or getting great, you know, turmeric formula bodies, that's what makes it all possible. So I salute you, and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us. It's a simple win-win equation, and we will continue on in the face of this. But now it's more urgent than ever that we stay on the air, because I wish the globalists weren't as evil as I thought. I wish they wouldn't openly be pulling down American flags and courts ruling against them and Nike pulling it off shoes. But that shows you that when you've been taken over by a group, they tell you, don't fly your damn flag. That's what happens when you're invaded. That's what happens when you're conquered. And they're seeing if they can make you do that, they can do anything. If they can sexualize your children and have you put up with it, they can do anything. Think about that. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists. They see it as penultimate to take us out, taking Trump out as number one, taking me out as number two, in their own admissions. Why is that? Because we've got their damn number, and we've got you. An audience of activists that I salute, no matter how old you are or how young you are, whether you're black or brown or white or pink. I was at the grocery store the other night, and it was late. It was about to close. It was 11 o'clock, and my wife had forgotten some stuff. She asked me to go get it. And I wanted some frozen pizzas anyways for a late night snack. And I had four groups of Hispanic families run over to me and say, we love you, we love you. My brother's in town, he loves you. Oh, look, you know, talk to him real quick. Hey, you know, we're Mexicans, but we love you. And I'm like, of course I love you too. You're an American, right? You love the country. You want freedom. You've been here probably longer than I have. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. You get what's going on. Exactly.
It's not about people being Mexican. It's about the UN weaponizing. It's about blasting down the borders. It's about bringing people in from all over the world to be given voter IDs, to vote, to be under Democrat control. It's about a permanent underclass the globalists use, they admit it, to bring down nation states. So I'm going to start it next hour. They'll give the phone number out and take your calls on this, but I'm going to get to it. Of AOC getting caught with her pants down, man. Going in there, world's getting in 12 years, cauliflower's racist. She saw kids in cages and cried. None of it was true. They brought her into that Border Patrol office, and they're going to release the footage. The witnesses all saw this, and they kissed their butts and tried to get selfies with her. And she screamed at him and said, "You get away from me." And she came out and said, "It was horrible. They attacked me. I didn't feel safe. There were women drinking out of toilets. They wanted to sexually do something to me, I felt like." And the locals got pissed. Because they live there. They work there. And they surrounded AOC and the rest of the Democrats that actually got the contracts under Obama for the land and the emergency centers. Oh, they knew it was coming. They were setting up those UN bases down there to get everybody in there. And before Obama left, boy, they started the flooding. First he said, "Oh, there's no caravans, there's no problem." While they own the facilities, making the money off of it, giving them the contact for the Democrats, putting them on buses to send them where they want. And then they blame the Border Patrol. And she says the Border Patrol, again, was making women drink out of toilets. If she gets away with that lie, what's the new one? Yeah, let's show the video of more Africans from the Congo walking across the border of Texas and coming across the river. There's new videos of it. Trying to get in to the concentration camps. Yes. We're going to come back. We're going to play it all. But this is the reality, folks. They're paying for people plane tickets to fly out of anywhere in Africa to land in Central America, and then they go to other refugee centers where they hand them a $1,000 credit card or debit card and cash, and they start the next leg. Everybody goes, "Whoa, there's a gold rush." They did the exact same thing starting 7 years ago in Europe. This is an invasion. This is a plan. And now thousands a day of Africans are getting apprehended. Think about how widespread this is. Some go across 11 countries to get here. And most never get caught by the Border Patrol. A lot of them don't want to be caught. Some do because they know they're released. Yeah, that's the footage from a few weeks ago that came to San Antonio. There was another one of watch African and Haitians crossing into U.S. border. And they're just moseying on up, turning themselves in, saying, "I'm a refugee." They get released in a few weeks on average, and then 90% do not show up to the hearings. And then AOC calls that a concentration camp. The article of all the video, all the proof, her tweets, her trying to back off the tweets, her staging photo ops, Kelly McBreen, DrudgeReport.com, right-hand side, get it and share it with everyone. Hoax 2.0. AOC claims Border Patrol agents sexually threatened her. That's right, folks. Smollett, part two. And it just shows if she gets away with this, why not do more? Hell, maybe she'll say I sent her child porn next, or I raped her. Maybe she'll say Trump raped her. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.